Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today for Live Dharma Sunday. Please note that if you have called in to listen to today's broadcast, that all lines have been placed on mute to avoid background interference. If you're listening from any of our Bright Dawn sites, note that it is not necessary to call in. You may have to wait a second or two for the loading and buffering process to complete, but if there is still no audio, please refresh your page. For more information about Bright Dawn and its activities and links to our social media sites, please visit brightdawn.org. Once again, thank you for listening to Live Dharma Sunday, and enjoy the talk.
Good morning and welcome everyone to Live Dharma Sunday for September 5th, 2021. Koyo Kubose here, and I'm so glad you joined us on this Labor Day weekend. And as usual, the Dharma is affected by human error or human, it's not a technology thing. It's human fallibility. And we're having our show half an hour late. But I want to talk about immunization. And I wish that there was some kind of a immunization or inoculation vaccines against, forgetfulness. But I'm afraid that that's being human means you're going to forget. COVID, there are variants, okay? That's kind of not a new word, but a word that become more frequent nowadays, variants. So many different variants, so many different versions. Because if a particular virus is allowed to continue existing, it doesn't just stay the same. It's active. And some mutations might occur and different variant, so-called variant, will occur. And prior immunizations are not effective against a new variant or a new version. So it requires a new vaccination. Okay? So you got to try to be preventative rather than react against these variants. And as I was waiting to go on air again, I was thinking, okay, if we could get a inoculation or immunization in this present context, it would be to deal with wrong speech. Can't even put wrong in quotes, of course. And what is wrong speech? What do we? Well. I would like to think that it's not so much telling the truth, not lying, but to promote kind speech, gentle speech, compassionate speech, okay? And to try to protect oneself from mean, unkind speech. That's what I would think wrong is in this case that I'd like to emphasize. And I think everybody could benefit, produce, you know, be better at this. Because none of us is perfect, and we could always speak better in terms of kindness, patience. And the important thing to remember is that you have to do it all the time. You need booster shots all the time. It'd be wonderful if you could get that one shot and boom, no more wrong speech ever. No way. You got to do it every morning, right? Huh? This is the way it is. And sometimes we're doing wrong speech and we're not aware of it. Huh? That's how much it might be built into our talking patterns. I would think that each of us, if we wanted to try to inoculate ourselves against wrong speech, the first thing is to recognize, that we're doing it. For example, in our family, the most famous initials or acronyms are NS, negative speech. I remember seeing, you know, when there was in the 60s, I guess it was, when the communes started. So, you know, the hippies, some of them there was little communes where group of people living together with under certain values and so forth. And they had a board, public board, and they had some rules for living in this commune. And one of them was no negative speech. So, NS. And I remember in our family, when our boys we have two sons, and I guess maybe when they're 2 years apart, so maybe when they were about 8 and 6, somewhere around there, I noticed that quite a bit of wrong speech is occurring. In this case, wrong meant what we call NS, negative speech, where somebody says something that makes the other person feel bad. Okay? I can do this and you can't. I'm better at this than you are. That's NS, negative speech. Okay? Hey, I got more of this than you do. I got all this to drink. I got the bigger piece of pie than you. Negative speech. Unnecessary. Okay? We don't need to build ourselves up by cutting other people down. And the amazing thing is that we saw one of our boys engage in NS, negative speech, and we notice it, we'll just say NS. Just plain, without any hey, you know, or anything like that. And it was amazing, and maybe it was just for this particular age period or whatever, but it really worked. Because they bought into this and they thought they could see, negative speech is not nice. Okay? And they would catch themselves when they're told that and say, you know? And it sort of cleaned up the wrong speech. Became less likely to engage in NS, negative speech. Okay? And then some interesting aspects turned up where, especially when the older one was doing it and the younger one said, you know, was the recipient of wrong speech and said, NS. And the older one said, no, what I said was not NS. And right there, the adult or parent had to step in and say, No, no. The definition of NS, or negative speech, is the listener, the person who was received the wrong speech, that person is the one that defines what is, because he knows that he felt bad. Okay. And the interesting thing was, they did not take advantage of this and use it as a weapon in terms of, you know, when it really wasn't NS, and they would say NS to get it as a weapon, criticism, okay? They used it appropriately, that when the person said something that usually involved some kind of comparison or judgment or, meanness in what they said, person would say NS, and the person catch themselves and say, okay. And it did clean up. It worked. Okay? It worked. And then the interesting thing was, they said, well, how about you, Dad? Sometimes men, and this is, I found out that this is very common. Men, more than women, fathers, they talk with a loud voice, because they want to be firm. They want to get their message across. So they engage in what the boys called mean talk, even though the adult did not mean it in a bad way, harsh way. He sounded harsh. Hey, put that down. Hey, don't do that. You know, with that little intonation there. Well, you could say, you could say it in a nice way, a gentle tone. So they use the acronym MT, mean talk, when, as the adult, sometimes just talking to them, everyday activities, MT, Dad. And I found myself saying to myself, I was going to say, well, that was an MT, but, Oh, wait a minute. Okay. If they saw it as MT, it's MT. And I became much more aware of how I talked. Okay. That's important. Not just what we say, but how we say it. Yeah. And right speech is a tremendous area that requires our attention, because in human interaction with others, our mouth is like a loaded weapon. And we cannot, it's a different situation if you did something physical against somebody else, Okay? Back in the day when the bully, physically lashed out at others. And that's clamped down on, and so it becomes verbal, oral, whatever, what you're using your mouth as a weapon, okay? And very common, and adults use all kinds of versions of this, okay? Judgmental comparisons, putting down people, using humor as a weapon against somebody, thinking they're clever, and so forth. So, and I think that this requires constant vigilance, okay? It's like a booster shot. There all kind of variants occur. All kinds of ways in which we engage in wrong speech, okay? Wrong being in quotes, okay? Tone of voice, comparisons, anything that shows impatience or things like this. To respect others, to be kind to others. It's a tremendous thing in a very big area, speech, what and how we say things to others. And the ironic thing is that we engage in that kind of wrong speech more likely against those we love the most. It sounds funny putting it that way, but domestic situations, you could find a person, he talks, the person, let's say, well, I'll bring gender into it, and the man speaks, well, maybe harshly is too strong of a word, but he doesn't speak very patiently and kindly to his spouse. Huh? He's much kinder to strangers and acquaintances and friends. Yeah. Because I think the reason is because if you talk that way to a coworker or an acquaintance or something, and you talk bad, you know, you use wrong speech toward them, they'll say, "Hey, I'm not gonna take this. I'm gonna, you're not my friend anymore." They'll say to themselves, and that's you know, obvious. So we're careful. But when you're family, when you're related, you can't undo that relationship, see? Parent-child or siblings. So because of that, you're not as careful how we talk to others. And I think, you know, this, especially among siblings, I suppose, well, parent-child, there's a certain relationship there. And among siblings, usually it's also by age, usually, where the older one is talking mean to the younger ones or taking advantage of the younger ones, although the younger ones have their own way of getting back at the older ones. Huh? Now, when they're younger and it's a matter of who has the bigger muscles, you know, and so forth. And, of course, I would think that one of the important parental jobs is to, when possible, the parents monitor how the children are interacting. And I think there's tremendous variability in different families about the parental attitude with regard to wrong speech among the children. But even when, you know, when it's for among adults, and even when the speaker wants to not engage in wrong speech, it's so difficult. You know? Among younger children, says, well, maybe you just have to recognize it. It's pointed out, you know, by the authority figures to say, hey, and this. Okay. And it's effective, because it was effective with our two boys. And I'm sure it's in a certain age range. Okay. But for adults, once you're, you know, so-called adult, there's a lot of years there, decades, where you could work on this. Okay. And I think it's safe to say we need a lot of booster shots. It's not a one-time deal to try to eliminate wrong speech. You cannot eliminate it. We have to do it every day, maybe, every moment. Increase our awareness. Okay? We have to buy into it. And it's a difficult thing. Okay, and maybe there is a gender difference where the males, where the father, where the husband, talk mean, in a mean voice, even though they don't mean to be mean. Huh? That's a big challenge. Okay? And I know that it was very difficult for me. I said, hey, you know, I could catch myself, MT, 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 constantly. It's ingrained somehow. And even with all the sincerity in the world and everything, never think that, okay, I am inoculated against it. No. it wears off right away. You need a lot of booster shots every morning. And I think if we're worth our salt in terms of effectiveness, we have to think of certain, I call it mantras and mudras. Mantras are, says, hey, MT itself could be a mantra. NS is a mantra. It's a recitation of something, some words, okay, that have a certain meaning. Hey, don't talk like that. Okay? Or mudra means a hand gesture, some kind of hand gesture, like maybe you stick your index finger up and say, uh-oh, hey, no. Okay. Oh, okay, that's a mudra. Oh is a mantra. Oh, index finger up. Yeah. So this is the way that by what we recite, okay, tell ourselves with our bodily hand gestures, finger gestures, arm gestures, okay, to try to help us. We need a lot of help, okay, to try to eliminate wrong speech. Okay. But like I said, cannot eliminate it. Okay. We have to constantly we need booster shots. Well, I'm just prattling along on the same point, but it requires it in terms of booster shot, immunization, inoculation against wrong speech, and it's a lifetime thing. That's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, keep going, and you have a wonderful day. Thank you.